This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
People really must learn how to interpret the media, how to understand when fake news narratives are afloat. And I do things like headlines, and we have a segment sometimes we've done it periodically. We call it headlines, and I'll just read the headline. And it's pretty obvious what they're trying to do when you look at the headline. People in the media understand that we are so fleeting, that things are moving so fast. I mean, ask yourself, how many things can you keep up with? How many scandals do the Democrats currently have? Think about how many scandals. We've got Hillary Clinton, who we know for a fact is the person behind the Russian collusion BS story. So we have that. Then we have all the Democrats who supported that, all the media outlets who reported that. We have social media who supported it as well. And these are people that have pretty much gone with immunity with response to anything as complicit of the activity that they supported Clinton on. They have pretty much been free and clear. That's a scandal. We've got Hunter Biden clearly tied to the Russians, the Ukrainians, the Chinese, Kazakhstan, and many other countries. Nothing really in the media about it unless we discuss it. We've got election cheating that is pretty much guaranteed it happened. Machines manipulated. They're even talking about it in the movies and in TV shows now. It's a fact. Trump's been proven right in practically everything that he's done, and they still want to accuse him of stuff. They're still trying to use him as fodder on late night TV shows and what have you. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson to you, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. All the nonsense. What should these people be investigating? Do you think maybe James Comey should be looked into? Loretta Lynch with her meeting on the tarmac with Bill Clinton? The Lois Lerner, nothing happened to her. What about the VA scandals during the Obama administration? What about the gun grabbers? What about the green energy people that are not saying a word right now as we watch oil prices shoot through the roof? You're not hearing a lot about green energy. You're not hearing a lot about investigations of Inner One and Solyndra and the people who ripped us off during the time of baby Black Jesus's presidency. We got scandals on top of scandals. Scandals growing barnacles. Scandals that have children and grandchildren. How many scandals do you think are tied to the Clintons? Do you think it's just Russian collusion? Or do you think their family, Clinton Global Initiative was a money laundering and racketeering scheme for many despots around the world? And yet, she's being looked at as a potential candidate for the presidency. Do you believe that lie? I reported on a previous show the new poll that's out. You saw this new poll? 62% of the people believe that Putin wouldn't have invaded during Trump's presidency. And you think to yourself as conservatives, wow, that's a great number. Look at that. Almost two-thirds of the country believes that Trump wouldn't have been Ukraine wouldn't have been invaded if Trump were president. How dumb are you? 100% of the people should believe it because it didn't happen. That's a story that is a lost leader. They want you to believe that there's a part of the country that believes Trump, he's not as big and as bad as you think he is. 38% of the people believe that it would have been invaded. It's not everybody. Well, we're all sucking. Oh, yeah, it's a plurality. No, it's a fact. Putin did not invade Ukraine during the time of Trump. I'm sorry to break it to you. But it's a BS poll because Trump's already had his chance to prove that he could keep Putin backed off, and he proved it. Fake news, man. Anyway, I'm glad you're here. You want another example? They told us that DeSantis and Trump are at odds. Oh, yeah, they don't like each other. Ooh, look at this. Trump is all... They said Trump speaks badly of DeSantis behind his back. Let me ask you, you believe it? Do you believe that Donald Trump will look at a governor who's doing everything that Trump would ask him to do, has backed him 100%, and he go, I'm going to turn my back on him? Yeah, because that's Trump's track record, right? Again, welcome, folks. If my voice is new to your radio dial or you found me through a good friend, thank that station. You're in the right place. You have found your happy place. If you are a conservative, that's really not true. If you are a critical thinker, a person who is discerning in their thought process and who wants to know the truth, welcome. If you're an idiot who likes to be lied to, there's plenty of other places for you to go. But if you want to be told the truth and you want to learn something, stay here. You might even have a chuckle or two. I don't need a label for you. Kevin, I'm a fiscal conservative, but I'm a social liberal. Shut up. Social liberal. Well, Kevin, I believe in gay marriage. I don't care what gay people do. They can't have the word marriage. Kevin, well, I like to smoke my dope. I don't care. Just don't hit grandma on the head or my grandma on the head when you try to get it. Go smoke your dope. Go pick up your mushrooms in the park. Go wear your little flower garb with your headband and your trip glasses. I don't care. Well, but your people do. You're all sanctimonious about God and everything. Let me tell you something. If you don't believe in God, fine. I don't care. I'm not going to be sanctimonious about it. I have friends that doubters or whatever. I don't mince my words with them any more than I'm going to mince them here. I don't have very many friends that think that way. It's just the truth. I tend to surround myself with people that think like I do, or they come to think like I do, not because I'm forcing them to, but because they come to their own conclusions. Anyway, I said all that to get to this. I've been told Trump is marginalized. Well, I ask this question. See, because people want me to believe that Donald Trump is not as popular as I say he is. And this is the discussion that I got into with a guy on a feed, and I'm going to get into this particular show, this hour of the show. If Trump is so marginalized, how does he dominate the news cycle? Over the weekend, both the New York Times and the Washington Post public reports detailing infighting in the Republican Party, they focused on internal efforts to weaken former President Donald Trump's grip on the party. The Times reported that Mitch McConnell is working furiously to bring allies to Washington who will buck Trump. Good luck with that, Mitch. And for the people out there that send me notes and say, Kevin, you're a Trump this or Trump that, I'm going to get to you this hour through a correspondence that happened between me and another guy, and it was by accident. I wasn't picking a fight. I just wanted to respond to what I think is the idiocy of people that try to convince me that Trump is no big deal in the Republican Party. Trump is the Republican Party. More when we get back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed, and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761. Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
President Trump chimed in on the Ukraine-Russia situation, and here's what he wrote. He says he had two things. One of them had to do with energy policy. The other had to do with the war. Well, with NATO. He says, I hope everyone is able to remember that it was me, as President of the United States, that got delinquent NATO members to start paying their dues, which amounted to hundreds of billions of dollars. There would be no NATO if I didn't act strongly and swiftly. Also, it was me that got Ukraine the very effective anti-tank busters, javelins, when the previous administration was sending blankets. Let history so note. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You know, Trump's, he's right. He's right about that. I can tell you absolute truth. One of my friends, who's a billionaire, wanted to send arms to the Afghanistan, to one of the tribal groups that were they were getting decimated, and they just kept begging for weapons that they could fight back. And the senators and the congressmen that this particular person met with said the only thing you could send them is consumables, you know, food and blankets and what have you. And I told them then, I said, if you had a million people behind you or whatever, you'd have a lot of power to change whatever these guys think. Now, Trump, it took him getting elected to do something and sending these to Ukraine. Was it a good move or a bad move? I don't know. I don't know much about Ukraine. Here's what I do know. Countries should be able to protect themselves. And Ukraine was a sovereign nation. There you go. But anyway, so my friend couldn't get that done. And I feel for these folks over there. They're saying, think about if we got invaded and we couldn't go to our rifles and our various weaponry to protect our homeland, which is what Democrats want. Remember when Trump went to NATO and said, look, guys, pay your freaking bills. It's not up to us to do it. Oh, look at him. He's offending our friends. So lucky he's right. Anyway, he chimed in the second thing. He says, if my energy policy had remained in place where we were energy independent and would have soon been bigger in production than Saudi Arabia and Russia combined, the world would have had no problems whatsoever. This war should never have started in the first place. The election wasn't rigged. America would right now continue to have record low gas prices as it was under my administration. And we'd be supplying the world with oil and gas. Also, Russia would not have attacked Ukraine. Instead, we have a horribly tragic and unnecessary war, record high energy prices, inflation, no border, crime, and chaos. Make America strong again. Ooh, how about that? Massa. You know, look at Trump with all those racial undertones, whatever. Right? Make America strong again. Yowza. Oh, boy. So the Russians are under attack. And for the record, I keep telling everybody, stop for a second. Get out of the morass of one side versus the other, what the media says, what governments are saying, and just step back and look at this thing logically and see what you come up with. Because you're not going to know what to do. You don't live in Ukraine. You don't live in Russia. You probably don't speak the language. You know little about it. Do some research. Here's what I saw, though. Russia's under fire. These were, I'm going to read a few headlines that came up from these stories, but I'm curious to see how Putin takes this, because the more research that I do, because now Putin's threatening Sweden and Finland. He says, if you guys join NATO or whatever, then you're going to have issues, because we're all connected here. And if you share any border, Finland has an actual border with Russia, and Sweden has a coast, if you want to think of it that way. They're opposite coast. He said, if you guys want to get into a thing with NATO, we're going to, I'm going to test you too. What do you think? You think he's going to do it? I mean, remember I told you there were people that said, he's acting very Hitlerian. He's trying to put it all back together. No, he's actually going further. If he wants to go into Finland and Sweden, he's now going further. I think that now that would be where it would be an absolute huge mistake. There aren't that many Russian people in either of those places. But he's under fire. And here's some of the headlines. Russia kicked out of World Cup by FIFA. Will not play in qualifying playoffs in Qatar. Ooh, boy, that's a real punishment. Putin, his country won't get to play soccer. Who does it punish? Anyway, here's the next one. Switzerland drops neutrality in rare move to freeze Russian assets. Do oligarchs have money parked over there? Who are they free? Are they really freezing the country's assets? Are they freezing oligarchs' assets? Are they freezing Putin's? How's that really being implemented? Because, again, the headline doesn't tell you much. It sounds like everybody's getting tough with Russia. You know what Russia said? You know what we're going to do? We're going to freeze your assets. And then what do you think they're going to do next? They're going to cut off their oil supply. So that's going to drive the price up. Who can respond? You can't respond on a dime. I don't think people really understand that when you are refining a particular type of oil, the factory isn't set up for other oils. It's a huge undertaking to go from Texas crude to Bonnie Light. Those are two different types of oils, by the way. Okay, here's the next one. Volvo to stop shipping cars to Russia over potential risk. I don't know what the potential risks are. Are they going to get stolen? Are they the potential risk of a Volvo getting used? It's not a dangerous car. Oh, man. I don't know. Here's one. This is U.S. effectively freezes Russian central bank assets held by Americans. I don't know what that even means. I mean, I know there's this thing called SWIFT, which is some sort of securities issue, and they kicked Russia out of SWIFT. But what does it really mean? They froze bank. Central bank assets held by Americans. Well, why would you do that? If central bank at Russian central bank at, I don't know. I'm at. My producers are like, where are you going? I don't have anywhere I'm going. I don't know what they're talking about. If it's Americans holding Russian assets, then it belongs to the Americans. I can only imagine right now what Russia's hackers are doing. They have some good people. Don't think Putin is not stupid by any stretch of the imagination. Joe Biden is, by every stretch of the imagination. You don't even have to stretch your imagination to know that. Anyway, I can only imagine he's got those people looking into some governments going, you know, hey, go find out what's going on. I wonder how much you can poke the bear before they finally say, we got you. The Russian ruble plunges nearly 30% on the dollar amid sanctions over the Ukraine invasion. And then here's the final one. U.S. expels 12 Russian diplomats at the U.N. for espionage activities. What, did they not know they were spies before now? Interesting, huh?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With Americans continuing to get pounded at the gas pump, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki asked in her daily news conference what the president is going to do about it.
The president is quite focused on making sure that we are taking steps to reduce the impact, to ensure there's supply necessary out there. Obviously, tapping the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is part of that. Engaging with global partners around the world who may be big global suppliers about putting more oil in the system.
Triple AAA is now reporting the national average at $3.73 a gallon. That's up 8 cents from just yesterday, 32 cents from a month ago, and over a dollar 12 months ago. French President Emmanuel Macron spent an hour and a half on the phone with Russia's President Vladimir Putin, came out of the meeting saying that Russia wants to take total control of Ukraine and the worst is yet to come. This is USA Radio News. The Ford Motor Company is changing its operations for its engines. And with that story, here's USA's Lance Pry.
Ford CEO Jim Farley is shifting company operations, creating three separate automotive business units that include its existing commercial division. Mr. Ford on Bloomberg.
We can't compete with the very best of the ICE or the BEV world by working on battery electrics from 9 and 10 in the morning. We have to be focused. This announcement is all about focus and capability.
Ford Blue will focus on the traditional internal combustion engine. Ford Model E will develop the battery electric vehicles and connectivity.
The campaign to confirm Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court is officially kicked off. Democrats are making a concerted effort to confirm Jackson before the Senate leaves for the Easter recess. Jackson met one-on-one with top Senate officials. The Judiciary Committee laid out a timeline for the nomination, and the Congressional Black Caucus prepared for any potential attacks against her. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's easy these days to be a conservative, to be a Republican, because all you got to do is sit back and watch. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So what do I mean by that? Sit back and watch. Biden is imploding. The Democratic Party is imploding. I know what they tell you.
Kevin, there's this anti-Trump sentiment, blah, blah, blah.
Well, an anti-Trump sentiment got him 16 million more votes in the previous election. The most votes of any president in history, a sitting president in his second term. They had to cheat him out of the election. We all know this. I'm looking at Biden now with a year under his belt. And being honest with you, I'm trying to figure out the strategy. What would be the way out if you were trying to understand the mind of a madman? Now, don't worry about me. I'm experienced in looking inside the brains of fools because I analyze Democrats and other leftists for a living. This is what I do, people. Don't you try this at home. So I'm looking at Biden and I'm saying, okay, so my son's tied to Ukraine and Russia. My son, the crackhead. I have threatened Ukraine to pull money out if they investigated my son for corruption, which is essentially why we haven't done business with them in the past, because they're corrupt. And now I find myself siding with them because I've given them money, I'm giving them arms, but at the same time, I've decided to do business with Russia in the oil business after I decimated the United States' oil reserves and made the country now dependent upon oil. If I were looking at this plot and I were an investigative journalist of any sort, I would wonder, is Biden actually against us? Is Biden in collusion with the Russians? Because Russia's gone into Ukraine. We've sold all this military gear. Well, guess who's going to get it? Oh, by the way, one of the things I tweeted during the State of the Union was, why doesn't Biden let the Taliban go fight? They seem to be better at it than his military. They kicked our butts. Anyway, as for sitting back and watching, it is a great strategy. Watching Democrats implode is the way to do it right now. I mean, there's nothing we need to do. Or is there? Because, see, this brings me to conservatism. Things that irk me about conservatives are that while we sit and watch, we have opportunities. And we rarely take them. I'm going to use me as an example. Social media. I started a social media outlet years ago. Tea Party Community. I warned everybody what was going to happen. And you know what people did?
Well, Kevin, we call it tea party. I mean, people ain't going to come over if you call it tea party or what?
What does it matter what it's called? Do you understand the underlying meaning? Really? Did we get caught up in a name? It was insane. So we have the site up and running. The Democrats torpedoed it, man. They tried to get everything on it. At the end of the day, they were loading up gay porn. They were attacking it, trying to keep us down. They called them DNS attacks. You name it. Offered us $1 million to sell it. I wish I'd taken it, to be honest with you, because I would have gotten off better than losing $300,000. Not a lot of money to Trump, but a lot of money to Kevin Jackson's family. It dang near bankrupted me, but I was trying, folks. I was putting my money where my mouth is. So, did I sit back? Did I wait for the Democrats to implode? I knew they would. Barack Obama, baby black Jesus, he had no chance. He's an affirmative action president at best. He feathered his own nest. Who benefited more, the country or Obama? Under his tutelage, his leadership, and I use my finger quotes. So we sit back. We've sat back. We've watched Hollywood completely destroy pop culture. You know what I did? I started theflickfest.com, a movie site, and said, look, this is independent filmmakers, people swayable, people who Hollywood has ostracized. They're leftists who want to find a home. If they find that home with somebody who loves their work, who appreciates what they do, are they going to have a different view of us? Are they going to start producing things that we want? Of course they will. So we did it. Now, I've got investors in that, and we're going to do well. I'm not worried about losing money there because we have good product. Not that the Tea Party community wasn't a good site, but this is entertainment. It's cheap. It's $5 a month. You know, go for it. We got people on it, beta testing. We got a new app that's coming up. I hope you do go on it. I hope you go on it and you say, Kevin, I'll go on it, and even if I never use it. The way some people wrote me notes and said, Kevin, I will be on it until I die. Thank you for understanding that this is bigger than me. This is about the movement. I ask people sometimes, conservatives, why are we so easy to sway? I know we don't think we are. We think, oh, no, Kevin, I know it's fake news. I know what they're doing to me. Whatever. You're easy to sway. It's like the people that go, oh, I would never fall for that Ponzi scheme. Or I would never fall for that. I would never fall to be catfished online by some chick that says she loves you. You know, she's Russian. Send me money. And you do. Yeah, I know. It's never happened to conservatives. You're not fooling me, folks. You're being bamboozled right now. Let me tell you, when I talk to conservatives, if I disagree with, I've had people write to me,
Kevin, I used to follow you. I followed you for years, but you said such and such and I'm gone.
And I'm like, why did you tell me? Just go. If that's all it takes is for you to disagree with me one time, get the step in Stepford. I don't care. You think I'm going to cry because you leave me over my opinion about something? Why don't I leave you? I'm pretty sure we differ on some things, but the difference between me and the people that write to me and say that crap is I'm not going to leave you. I think we have enough in common that I will stick with you, even if I don't agree. I've had people that not agree with me on climate change, conservative.
Kevin, I disagree on climate change.
Okay, fine. I'm not leaving you, even though that's an idiotic thing to think about, because climate change ain't nothing but weather. But I'm not leaving you. I'm not leaving you if you tell me, Kevin, I happen to do drugs. Okay, fine. I don't do drugs. But if you want to indulge, that's you, man. Be the libertarian you want to be. But people want to leave you. More importantly, they're very sanctimonious.
Well, Kevin, why should I give you money to do such and such when I can bring
it? It's your money. You don't have to do anything. But let me tell you this. Your counterparts, they're doing it. Your counterparts would eat me up, man. I'd be so fat. I'd be Jabba the Hutt. Y'all'd be like, how's that fat guy getting all them pretty girls? Because that's how the left works. They fatten you up and they give you all the goodies because they want to keep you there. But conservatives, man,
you got to tell me what you're going to do with my $5.
as you log on to Netflix, shop at Target or Starbucks, you know, get completely fleeced with woo flu nonsense. You go out and buy masks and whatever else, you extra disinfectant. You give to the left freely, and you want me to be accountable for every nickel you think about. And this isn't just me. I'm not making it personal. This is for everybody. Well, except for Charlie Kirk and Ben Shapiro and Candace Owens and those people that get cult of personality and people just throw money at them. But the people, and I'm not saying their work isn't good, but people that have a strategy around this stuff, man, you're going to work for my dollar. The ones who abandon you the most, folks, are the two-faced jerks, second only to leftists in my disdain for them. So why are we so sanctimonious? And I'll use Trump as an example. The reason leftists defeat us, folks, is they stick together. You remember the scene from Gladiator where they're fighting and Maximus says they just get into Rome and because Caesar's allowed these games, and Maximus says when they're getting ready to go out, he says, I don't know what we're going to face out there, but the only way we survive is if we stick together. Conservatives, folks, we're natural leaders, but we are crappy followers. Even when the leader is amazing, we still don't want to follow. It's very rare. See, I'm one of those guys that says, I'm a leader, but if you show me you're a better leader, I'll follow you in an instant. I won't even think 2 seconds about it. Donald Trump said, he sent this out in the message, big night in Texas. All 33 candidates that were Trump endorsed have either won their primary election or are substantially leading in the case of a runoff. Governor Abbott and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick have won in a landslide. Thank you and congratulations to all. I don't know if these guys are all good, bad, or whatever. Trump doesn't impress me with his vetting. But I will say this. He's leading. He's doing something. He's not a wallflower in a political landscape. He's doing something. How about we all do something?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Joe Biden put himself in a bit of a pickle by starting a war with Vladimir Putin, and it hasn't officially begun, but it kind of has unofficially begun. So he gives his State of the Union speech, a rousing mound of dung, and at the end of it, he uses three words that have people scratching their heads. He says, go get him. Go get him. Go get him. So there was speculation, and here's what Twitchy wrote. Biden's State of the Union speech featured a sarcastic round of applause from Senator Ted Cruz about the need for border security. Senator Chuck Schumer catching himself before applauding prematurely. And assurances that Vladimir Putin will never win the hearts of the Iranian people. But the end of the Biden speech was a bit more cryptic. And the last three words have people guessing. And he says, go get them. This is what ABC News. Go get them, President Biden says at the very end of the Soto remarks, Soto remarks, State of the Union remarks.
Greg Price. Biden ends with go get him? Question mark. Clay Travis. What did Biden mean by go get him at the end? Did he think he was ending a pregame speech? Go get him? What's this all about? Place your bets. Todd Starnes, go get him? Go get who? Sarah Gonzalez, go get him. Who are we getting? Ian Miles Chong, what did Biden mean by this? God bless our troops. Go get them. The NBC panel attempting, Mary Creat Catherine Hamm said the NBC panel attempting to translate go get them is performance art. Many others inquired. And I can tell you, the answer is very simple. It was a note that they put at the end of the teleprompter for the guys to go get him. Go get him. Get Joe Biden before he rambles off into the weeds. That's what it is. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you're listening to Making Sense of the Senseless. In this case, explaining to you the people that they tell Joe, they give Joe Biden all the different little cues and he reads them. When you're doing a teleprompter, I don't know if you've ever done media, but they have things up there that you're not supposed to read. And you know what not to read if you're smart, if you don't have dementia. But Joe Biden has dementia. So go get him, Joe. he's reading the part where it probably should have said, stay where you are. And then Joe would have stayed there and then somebody would have come, one of his handlers would have come out to get him. Because then as soon as he leaves, they go whisk him off to some place and tuck him in, you know, put his little thing, his thumb in his mouth and, you know, put his adult diaper on him and put him to bed. I'm not even trying to be funny. Anyway, Apple stops all sales to Russia. Big oil is turning on Putin. These are headlines. Every one of these is a headline. GM suspends business with Russia. Hollywood pulls movies from Russia. Everybody, Russia's the new South Africa. Ain't gonna play Sun City. That was a song when Sun City was a hot spot in South Africa and all the acts would go there and they came out. Ain't gonna play Sun City. So they're not gonna go perform over there. Yeah, well, South Africa survived. Oh, no, Kevin, it turned over. It's got a new leaf. Okay, whatever. Maybe. But they're going to teach Russia. Oh, yeah, Russia will find out the hard way. You do not buck the demented giant. Joe Biden is a giant slayer. He will kill the bear. Who are we, the eagle? The eagle and the bear? Okay, whatever you guys say. I didn't delve in any of these stories. Here's my question, though. So Apple's going to stop sales to Russia. I don't know how big the market is, but Russians are going to. My question to all these people is always very simple. Do you think the market is going to allow a void to occur and it won't fill? Now, Apple says, oh, we got all these. Whatever. Okay, so Russia will become an Android nation. The Android phone, people, I don't know if you guys know this, you Apple bigots out there, we have 70% of the market. Apple's 30%. That's a big chunk. But let me tell you, the people that I know who use Apple that experience, they have lots of problems with it. It used to be Apple's operating system was very tight. It was uncorruptible. It couldn't be hacked. Nothing could be further from the truth now. Apple no longer has some mystical Svengali-like, you know, spell on people. So the Russians will probably all go to Android, or they'll create something for themselves. If you don't think the Chinese are not going to fill this void, you're out of your mind. I don't know what people think. These leftists seem to believe that we have some monopoly on technology. We don't. Certainly not me, too. The people can steal it. It's easy to steal. Do you think China has infiltrated every aspect of American culture? I can guarantee you, Xi is talking to Putin right now saying, don't you worry. Don't worry. We have it. We have everything you need. And Putin's like, I know you do. Thank you very much, comrade. Donald Trump wrote this. The rhinos, warmongers, and fake news continue to blatantly lie and misrepresent my remarks on Putin because they know this terrible war being waged against Ukraine would have never happened under my watch. They did absolutely nothing as Putin declared much of Ukraine an independent territory. There should be no war waging now in Ukraine, and it is terrible for humanity that Biden, NATO, and the West have failed so terribly in allowing it to start. Instead of showing strength and toughness, they declared the global warming hoax as the number one threat to global security. I'm cracking up because I didn't expect that from Trump. But it's true. Global warming, they say, is the biggest existential threat to mankind. Not Russia, not China, not nuclear weapons, not WuFlu. They said, killed American energy independence and then made Europe, the United States, and the rest of the world dependent on Russian oil. You couldn't write this. If you were playing Dr. Evil and you were building a plot, you couldn't come at it this directly as Biden has with Russia. You couldn't. I truly would love to be doing media right now and asking the media, why are you not questioning Biden's ties to Russia at this point? The dude and Biden and Putin are spooning, and Joe Biden is a little spoon. And let's just say this. They may be sleeping butt naked with Vaseline. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, he goes on to say this. They laid down the welcome mat and gave Russia the opening. Now Putin may be getting everything he wanted, with Ukraine and the rest of the world suffering the consequences. It's terrible. But this is what you get with Biden, the Democrats, and the rhino warmongers. Now, for those of us listening to that, and I'm specifically thinking of the Never Trump crowd or whatever, what say you? Is Trump wrong? Trump is the first president in a long time that kept us out of wars. And if many of you haven't listened to my show before because you're new to the program, but here's what I will tell you, because we get new ones every day. But here's what I will tell you. I said Trump would use our economy as a weapon. I said Donald Trump knows how to keep us out of wars. He understands the economics of the American dollar. Now, China can fill that void to some degree, but the American taxpayer, the American citizen, our dollars are more important than any other dollars. And Trump understood that. It's not just understanding that. It's how do you play those chess pieces? And in this regard, I will give Trump an A+. He knew how to play those chess pieces. Joe Biden and everybody he mentioned, they have no clue how to play those chess pieces. When Trump shut down Nord Stream 2 and warned Germany, don't build it or we'll be done with you, he was using his weapons. Joe Biden doesn't know how to use them. Folks, especially you leftists that are listening to the program, if you're expecting some magic solution, silver bullet from Joe Biden, you're not going to get it. It's not coming. Biden wants you to feel like he's a consensus builder. All these other people are pitching in or whatever. The people who have to pitch in are the American citizens. If we aren't for this, Joe Biden can't win. We're the only solution. And here's the deal. I'm not going to help him. I'm not. He's done nothing to earn my support. And I don't think he's done anything to earn yours either.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.